Hey, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
We had a pre-recording session where we just watched Kevin eat a plate of stew.
And almost died.
It was exciting. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm. It was salad. I'm being healthy.
That was a meal like salad.
Salad.
It was a salad you could eat with a spoon.
If you want to see Kevin's mukbang channel.
Whoa.
Kevin mukbangs.
Real quick, new Twisted Metal show was awesome. You should watch it.
Was.
Yes.
What is that on?
Peacock.
Nah, well.
Oh, I still got Peacock. I didn't want to check it out. Is it good? I was worried.
Me and Max and Mahogany watched the entire first season, all 10 episodes, in a day.
Who's this Max?
Oh.
One of our luscious sponsors. He's the one that gave new diarrhea by accident.
Thank you, Max. I appreciate that.
Diarrhea by accident. He was trying to give it to Noob.
No, other way around. I gave it to Noob. It was supposed to go to Kevin.
Oh. Yep.
He's one of those listens to us on Spotify or, as a podcast. He's not actively watching the show. We're in his ear holes.
Mm-hmm. You like me in there, Max?
I'm in your head, in Max.
Careful. Careful.
Yeah, he has money.
He has money. He'll give another one of you diarrhea.
Listen, Max, it's me, Kevin. I'm being...
My name is Noob. You can tell it's not Kevin because it's not Kevin.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Good show.
Good book. I really like that musical episode of Strange New Worlds. I died laughing at the end. This is
very... I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, it's funny.
We were busy watching that one show in a day.
Yeah, we're real busy watching Twisted Metal.
If you got Peacock, did you watch Mario movie?
Fell asleep.
Me too.
Fell asleep. It's a little bit longer than it should be. I really feel like I liked it, but it was like...
As soon as you hear Seth Rogen talking, it's all...
That's what woke me up. I woke up for the Donkey Kong fight, went right back to sleep.
I will say, the one scene I really like out of the Mario movie is the very beginning when they're running through New York with No Sleep Till Brooklyn, and it like does this side view where they're like going through a modern level.
Yeah, that was pretty early on. That was good.
That was a cool scene.
I thought it was a good movie overall, but I did think it was long.
Six out of 10.
It
was no Barbie movie. That's all.
No, Barbie was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of movies lately, and then we went and saw the new Ninja Turtles last week, and it was good. Another Seth Rogen joint.
Oh.
Wait, who was he playing?
Bebop.
Okay. All right.
John Cena's Rocksteady.
You're not hearing the whole time. Okay, good.
Right. Jackie Chan is Master Splinter.
That's fun.
Yeah. Speaking of John Cena and Jackie Chan, they have a new movie on Netflix. It's awful.
Now you're talking.
It's not fun to watch at all. It is boring.
What's it called?
I don't know. Heat. Hot.
Jackie Cena.
Yeah. Even the bloopers at the end, because I fell back asleep to it. Because I was like, this will put me to sleep. I got to go to work in the morning. I'll put that movie back on. And I woke up at the end where they're doing the typical Jackie Chan bloopers. And you could tell they had fun together, but it looked like they were bored.
That's always a good sign for a movie.
Oh, you think the director was overly cautious considering Jackie's age, and that might have been the problem? Or
the script.
Yeah, she's got it.
Well, I'll tell you a good show that I watched 12 episodes of: Mashal, Muscles and Magic, Magic and Muscles. It's basically One Punch Man goes to Hogwarts.
Oh, this is an anime.
Yeah.
Duh, it's fucking me.
I thought it was gay porn.
Yeah, he said a TV show, and I was like, oh. And he said anime, and I was like, oh. That's not a TV isekai. Show.
It's not an isekai, actually.
Oh.
What?
It's a yaoi.
It's not?
Not a yaoi either.
Taste of life, then?
No, it's a straight up fantasy. It's One Punch Man in Hogwarts.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. Dude has no magic, and he still has to become like the top student of a magic academy in order to survive this fascist government that is currently running the country.
Rock Lee.
Kinda, yeah.
Or
I already made Rune Soldier once. Why are you talking about a remake of fucking Rune Soldier?
What was that? Not Black Clover. Black Clover?
Butter?
No, yeah, it's Black Clover. Clover was Clover. The kid who has no magic.
That's he has anti-magic.
King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has magic abilities, though. This kid is just muscle.
What whenever we do in the shadows.
Whenever he is fighting... Mm-hmm. Magic.
I started watching that.
All right, then.
Actually, I had a off from what you were talking about. You're talking about a muscle magic. I saw a clip from the new Baldur's Gate. I try not to watch them because I'm going to get it on console in like a month. But it was a guy playing a barbarian character, and he was trying to cast the fireball scroll, and he hit the wrong button, so the barbarian just threw the scroll at the... the enemy in the game, and I was like, that makes me want to buy this game more. Those little dumb mishaps, just throws paper.
What did you do that for, you dumbass? Fireball.
Barbarian wizard. Yeah, I'll just throw these scrolls at people. Speaking of scrolls and magic, that is part of the game I'm playing.
Oh, is it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Mainly with Matt.
Not the only one. It's like almost every person here has got a magic character now.
Yeah, but you scrolls.
I can't use scrolls. I'm too dumb.
I can use scrolls, but I have to make a check.
I don't think I can make that check, is what I'm saying, at all.
Well, when we last left off, you guys had an awkward dinner, and then a 90s sitcom theme song played as the screen went black. It was, you know, you guys are all one big happy family again, right?
Sort of.
Look at all those depressed faces.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's like we're, you know, I think we're staying together until the kids are grown, kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's right. Once the kids are 18. Summer's
decided that, yep, I'm just going to hold her breath until this is over.
It's weird. Normally,
I like shit hair, but you know,
the mistrust generally starts at the beginning of a campaign, and you grow to become companions at the end, as opposed to like
that
just being forced together in a group.
Well, if you all are playing such terrible people,
I like the romantic comedy kind of aspect. Or, oh, it's really good. Then something bad happens, and then like he makes that extreme gesture of whatever, and then they get back together and it's all happy. That's what I'm going for.
Noob,
I apologize and shit. No. Your extreme gesture.
His extreme gesture was handwritten notes that were hand delivered by other people.
You're welcome.
Someone else probably wrote them too.
That's charisma. Charisma 7.
Dictated it read, but not. Or what is it?
Actually, I want an official ruling on this. What is the handwriting stat? Is it Dex or Charisma?
If it's Dex, listen, that's beautifully written, but the wording is terrible.
It looks nice, but it says nothing.
Yeah.
If you can't read like Vladros, you're like, oh, he must have really put his heart into it.
It looks beautiful.
What do you mean? I fucking read. I got a pretty high intelligence, actually.
You're a barbarian. I assume all barbarians cannot read.
I mean, why would you put class into intelligence? Today. Yep.
That makes sense.
Sam, I've never seen a barbarian, you know, read a scroll when we throw one, so.
Maybe we'll see more.
So what are we doing? Like, I know we faded to black on that dinner or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole point of this was for an army. And in the case of Sands needing to get from Sands to the Undead Isles and then eventually Yharnam, it involved a fleet. So where the party finds themselves now is back on the Monachopsis, heading towards the Undead Isles. But this time, the Monachopsis is not in the seas alone. It's flanked on either side by 500. Five, sorry, 10 total ships.
Oh, that's actually a pretty big fleet still.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a decent-sized fleet. Making your ways across the ocean towards the Undead Isles, hither to Dorian. His character has a bit of involvement with why we're not going to roll any random encounters between here and there, because his lord is the Caracnicus of the oceans.
His immenseness is large and definitely in charge of the waves.
Yeah, we have an army and the ocean. Get fucked.
Even here, I thought he couldn't get over to the. I guess that part of him got brought over here when we came back through.
Mm-hmm. Dorian vomited him out into the ocean, if I'm remembering correctly.
Influence spreads fast, you know, like a current. And, just because you land dwellers don't understand the doings of what goes on beneath your precious waterline, doesn't mean that, you know, big political changes can't be happening.
Speaking of big changes, eventually you all find yourselves on the Isles, looking back into the ocean at a nearly destroyed fleet of ships.
No!
What the fuck?
What got you here?
I had them for one day.
What happened? As you get closer to the Undead Isles, eventually the Caracnicus has to give way. He warns you, hitherto Dorian, that you're getting close to an immense, unnatural power. As the waters darken, the clouds darken the sky as well. Eventually, an eerie calm befalls not just the Monachopsis, but all the ships. Find yourselves all on the deck. One of the ships furthest to the left, you begin to hear screams, and as you look, hundreds of undead corpses who are floating in the water begin to climb their way up onto the ship.
Oh, shit.
Before any of the ships can change course or do anything, you're all swarmed. Everybody roll initiative.
Holy crap. Okay. All right.
Right into it. I like it.
Hey, that's not terrible.
Very excited to try my Notchashka.
Notchka?
Oh, sorry, that tickled me for some reason.
Okay.
It's Nashka.
Now that Vladros rolled a 16 plus 7, 23.
Damn.
Amon? Moving on. Dr. Pox?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I haven't gotten an initiative from anybody but Vladros.
I got a 16.
Yeah, thanks, Dim. So you haven't called my name yet.
I know.
I was waiting.
Oh, shit. I was muted. I didn't realize that.
Sonder.
21.
4.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I beat somebody.
Dorian.
6.
Amon.
9. I beat 2 people. Losers.
What the hell, y'all? There's fucking zombies, and y'all just like, what were y'all doing?
There's zombies. It's not like we have to run fast.
I think it's just hilarious. He's like, Dr. Pox, yes. That's my initiative. Yes.
Yes. I'll play.
Gave me a giggle.
Dr. Pox, what's your initiative? Purple. Now, Vlad, with the highest initiative, what are you doing during the combat here on this boat?
They are swarming onto our boat as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going into a rage.
Oh, man. Just give me a little description of your fight on this boat.
Oh. As I fly into a rage, I will wade into the thickest parts of them with my new holy adamantine blade, laying them to waste basically as soon as I hit them.
Okay.
like a whirlwind of metal and death.
Dr. Pox, how are you handling this zombie boarding action?
This is where I start blasting them. Throwing bombs, being careful not to damage the boat, but taking care of the zombies as they are, once they start to climb up the sides.
Also see on the boat your fellow mates that you've had for a while, the Winsome, Saunders' father,
mm-hmm.
Belfrost, the halfling first mate, and Orissa are also a part of the fray, trying to free their ship from this. As you're looking left and right, you can still see that now all 10 ships are in vast melee with this sudden swarm of just goopy, sea-rotted corpses pulling themselves up on the boats. Nim.
All right, I'm going to summon, use the cube to summon an axiomite, which is the elf-looking thing.
Axiomite.
How many times have you used that thing now?
That's number 9.
You didn't have to use it for a story portion. I'm just...
No, I didn't use it for the story portion, right? So it was...
Yeah, no, you used it.
That's dedication to the craft right there.
What? Commit to the bit.
Yeah, commit to it. Roll D100.
Never expect me to commit to it. I will weasel my way out of it.
100. And that is a 60... Wait a minute. 97.
Okay.
That's, I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's high.
Yeah, that's very high.
It's very high. Are there any zombies on the boat yet?
Oh yeah, they're hoarding over the boat. So you quickly summon a what now? I'm sorry.
It's an axiomite.
Give us what is that?
It is a they rose from raw mathematical underpinnings of the universe, manifesting as great builders who created the ancient colossal cities of the outer planes. They kind of look like an elf. They're humanoid. Medium size.
I was like, is it floating numbers big, and shapes?
Big sword. Big long sword. They got magical abilities too. Like,
you summoned a carpenter.
I'm going to summon it. I want to summon it right next to whichever zombie looks like it's close to me and it's taking an interest in me.
Okay.
And, It will cast haste on the whole party.
Amun, what are you doing during all this?
I'm pretend Matt beat my CMD for funsies.
I'm not done. That was just my quicken, and then I'm gonna cast my new spell, which is
you cast haste party. And you summoned a thing.
No. The thing I'll summon cast haste.
Oh.
Yeah. That's it can do that 3 times a day. So I summoned it, and it cast haste, and then I'm casting my new spell, which is called Particulate Form. And so that gives everybody's physical form undergoes a bizarre transformation. You function like normal, but you're composed of countless particles that separate and reconnect to remain whole. So you have fast healing 2, you're immune to bleed damage, critical hits, sneak attacks. You can, as a swift action, you can just dispel it yourself and you get 5d6 hit points and healing back, and then it's gone.
Neat.
So, all right. So, everybody's got fast healing too. Everybody's immune to critical hits, bleed damage, and sneak attacks.
For how long?
13 rounds.
Oh, okay.
And it's one creature per level. So, I got everybody.
Hitherto Dorian. Or I'm sorry, actually it's Amun. I kept trying to say Amun, and then Matt's like, I'm not done yet.
Yeah, Amun's right. I'm gonna grow 2 sizes and just start kicking on shit.
Okay.
Pretty good whipping shit, kicking zombies. That's what he does. But yeah, I'm gonna get big. Yeah.
We're gonna gonna skip for him because he walked away. Nope, he's back.
If the boat will allow it.
Jesse was getting loud.
Hither to
Hither to Dorian does he basically uses his taint reality ability to make barnacles grow all over everything. The water seems to rise up in spouts, increasing the potency of both summons and my particular blasting powers. This is just me describing what we do in the combat in general, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so yes, I'll be using my newly acquired sword in accompanying with blasts, basically to slice into as many undead as I can, smiling, gleefully getting covered in their rancid gore. Meanwhile, I'm also talking prodigiously about an idea I had as Grand Vizier of Sands. You know, perhaps, my lord, maybe, when we get back, you should probably execute all your uncle's concubines. You don't want some young cousin slitting your throat in the night one day. You're muted, dummy.
You make a
dummy.
Good point.
Use the technology so we can hear your words, dummy.
I'll have the funny banter with Dorian.
All right.
Yes, murder.
I'm filling his entire head up with the worst advice I can think of.
And he's accepting it all as the word of the gospel. You're his new cell cat.
Oh, Caractacus.
Bonder.
Sonder is a flaming vision floating above the boat and setting shit on fire.
Classic Sonder.
Mm-hmm. Give me a perception check. I mean, if you have more to describe, do that first. I didn't want to cut you off.
Everyone or just Sonder?
Really.
Just
you
her.
You know, just wings of flame, holding the Dawnflower's light up above, and fireball and shit. Perception.
See your father in the thick of it. He seems to be holding his own fine. But you notice in one hand he has a scimitar and he's ragging it, and then he bangs it in a certain way and it makes a ping sound that you've heard before, but you've never been a part of the crew long enough to pick up on kind of the war dance that he does with his other shipmates. You see Belfrus off to one side, also in the thick of it, but holding his own, hold his staff up and give a little whistle. And then as well to Elrissa, who seems to be kind of floating around Dorian with his water magics and her water magics, and she's complimenting his fighting style pretty well. But she gives Winsome a nod and a look, and you realize that's the "we're not going to win this fight" acknowledgement. That's the "we need to get out of here" look. And you know now before the rest of the party that no matter what you fight or how well you fight, there's just too many of these things coming out of the water for these ships to maintain. Ladras.
I don't know any of that, so I will continue to do what I do. If I do see that the crew are being harried, I will try to cut a swath through the enemies to give them backup.
Okay.
Like the captain and his people, because this is our boat home.
Give me a fortitude save.
Ooh, I guess I got to do those now, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Take that.
Is this versus
this is versus story, so you do not have a bonus to it.
Okay, 24.
All right.
Versus story. I took the feat for that.
So in your rage and the battle, some of these zombies are getting through just a little bit. You're able to tough out most of it, but you take 7 points of damage.
Okay. And that's 7 points of story damage. DR does not affect that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Dr. Pox.
Basically,
when I get back around to you, if you're like changing up what it is you're doing to help free the ship, if you're just attacking the zombies, I mean, all of it's helpful, but just like looking for ways out of this situation.
Well, what I'm going to be trying to do is clear the path for, I don't know, are the zombies stopping the ship from leaving the area?
Not necessarily, no. But the if you look over the edge, the mass of zombies are so thick the boats can't go any further towards the Undead Isles. It's basically like a big floating mass of corpses, but when they touch the boat, they come to unlife and begin climbing up the sides. It's like all the slush or garbage that you've seen in the ocean was just undead.
Would it be helpful at all to fly ahead of the ship and take out the zombies, you know, that we would run into and would thus wake up?
By doing that, you can probably help the Monochopsis get further or closer to the Undead Isles, but there's still the 5 or the 10 other ships that are all also dealing with the same problem.
Well, I'm going to be flying ahead, focusing on trying to get at least our ship to the shore, and then I can go back and hopefully help the others.
Okay, cool. Give me a reflex save.
Rolled a 14 and a reflex of plus 13, so 27.
You take 8 damage. From the thick of battle, working your way through the zombies flying up. Nim.
All right, so my summon is just going to keep... again, protecting me and keeping any zombies from getting too close. And obviously the crew and stuff too, just hacking where she can. I've got 2 fireballs I can use. Can I like detonate like a fireball just like right above the surface of the water so that it kind of like hits the mass?
Kind of what he's trying to do. 40.
Yeah, similar to that, but I can get the fireball I've got. It's got, you know, fireball's got, what is it, like 800-foot range or something?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. So I'm trying to get, if I see him working on our ship, I'll try to get the one, like, adjacent to us to free it up.
Okay.
Because it's 40-foot per level, plus 400 plus 40-foot per level, so that's 400, that's 3, that's 12. I don't know, that's like 1,000. Over 1,000 feet.
We could get that other ship to follow behind us. We're not getting the ships to shore, man.
That's what the story is. We're not getting these ships to shore. The only thing we can do is save them.
How are we going to save them?
When's my turn?
All right, I'm launching. I'm going to launch 2 fire. Use Quicken again. I'm going to use the cube again. 24.
What a piece of shit.
Okay. 24 on my percentiles.
Okay. No, you're fine.
I'm going to just hit the. If I see Dr. Pox getting ours, I'm going to hit the one beside us. If it takes 2, I mean, I'll hit it twice to try to bust it up so that ship can start moving too.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
Give me a will save.
Wow, I rolled an 18. Nice.
So the stress of the battle is still getting to you. Luckily, your summoned creature is kind of keeping you from physical harm, but just the stress and everything that's happening, you take 5 damage. Amun.
Hey, how's it going? I'm going to use my spells like Waveform to knock some of them Zambanos off the ship.
Okay.
Put a clear path. Wave, have you ever seen Waveform? Basically, it turns me into a big thing of water, and then I push things off. Or just push things. That's what I'm going to try to do. Just like, it's a 15-foot by 15-foot just wave of...
Pushing the zombies off the Monochopsis.
Yeah, clearing a path for people to get, you know, strategical.
How far from the shore are we?
Close enough to see it. If you look in that direction, you can see the Undead Isles as you're getting close to them. It's as I described before, but it's just full of dead, rotted trees and a large tower in the back. There's a bunch of smaller, maybe like... some of them just football field size, some of them like small town size islands before it gets to kind of the main island where the forest and everything are. So your original plan was to dock at one of those smaller islands. Hopefully you can keep that small and clear of the threat of the flotsam of undead detritus.
Attacking
the ships did not occur to.
Hashtag.
So I think the closest bit of land is still going to be, well, let's just say 800 feet.
Okay. And that's what we're trying to go for then, right? And that's where, that's where you were, ships to...
That was where you were originally headed, yeah.
Okay. Really could use some ocean power there hitherto.
So that was Amun?
Yeah, I cast spells and do things.
We're beyond my master's influence currently.
Dorian, hitherto.
All right. Hitherto Dorian, his cape billows out behind him and he takes to the air. He's like, I think I have this. And he begins flying toward from ship to ship. These are like Egyptian-style sailing ships, right?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Okay. That well, there's obviously a lot of troops on the other one, so I'm going to tell their captains by direct order of the Pharaoh. Send your half your men down to man the oars. We need to push all the ships together toward the mainland. They need to be touching back to back to back. We will use the ships as a bridge to get aboard land. Push! Push!
Give me a... Oh, Amun, give me a fortitude save.
Oh, I thought I was safe.
No.
I wasn't going to say anything. Roll that dice. Hey, a 19 plus a lot. 13, so 32.
Okay, so you'll take 7.
I feel like you're just making up numbers.
Well, I'm rolling some D6s here, and you're taking half.
All right, I'll take it.
So Dorian, give me a charisma, diplomacy, whatever kind of check you want to do to marshal these people.
All right. I'm going to go with intimidate.
Okay.
Put the fear of their pharaoh in these assholes. With a 40.
Fuck.
You are almost successful. Yeah, no, yeah. They are terrified and they are following your orders. Give me a will save.
That was bad. Let's see. I'm very bad. 19.
This is when I roll, huh? You take 20 damage.
That's fine.
Oof.
I'm used to it.
Sandra, you can see hitherto fly off to the other ships, kind of giving them commands. You can see that two of the ships have been somewhat freed a little bit from Nim's fireballs. You can see the Monochopsis is now almost completely cleared from in the front due to Dr. Pox's alchemy bombs, and the top of the ship itself is starting to thin out a lot. But you can see Winsome look at you and say, there's no way all the other ships will survive even if we make it ashore. What do you do?
I mean,
also, let me ask you a question.
No. Go ahead, question it up.
Are you mind ringing all this stuff to us?
Who, me?
No, mahogany.
I feel like...
I am.
I know you are.
I mean, I feel like it's pretty obvious. So I don't know. I don't understand the reason. I don't understand, like, the... I think Sonder would feel like that's, like, a lot of negative thinking. Like, why are you telling me that there's no way we're going to get out of this? I don't like that idea. I feel like there's a way out.
I like your attitude.
So, you know, Sonder's going to be like... if she's telling anybody anything, she's like pointing out areas that might need assistance. If anybody, like, you know, if she sees somebody that's like about to be overrun, she's like, hey, you know, if somebody can help that person, that would be great. Or else she's going to do it on her own. Okay. But yeah. What I want to do is I want to cast Wall of Fire and I want to position it in a way that any ship that is, you know, like getting overrun, I want to place it close enough to them that it makes it very hard for any undead to get to them, but obviously put the cool side towards them. So any undead that are trying to climb up onto the ship are having to basically take that double fire damage the entire way up.
Well, so you throw like a wall of fire on like the edge of the bow or something where they'd be climbing over the top. Are you doing that to the?
I have 230 feet of fire. As
we're talking about which ship are you doing it for a particular ship? Like, I know Dr. Pox was clearing the way for the Monochopsis. Them did the two closest ships to help them get through.
Like, I'm going to try to wrap it around as many, I don't know how, like, you know, I don't have a frame of reference for how far away things are, but I want to wrap it around as many ships as I can, around, like, one side of as many ships as I can to give them some relief, but also leading towards the land so that, you know, kind of like giving them a way to move forward that is a little less chock full of undead.
A ship dozer.
And, like, you know, where I place it, they're immediately going to start taking damage. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If I had a physical, like, I would imagine that from what Dorian said, like, everybody's moving closer together.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the ships to bang into the back of each other one after another. That way the troops can flee from ship to ship.
Yeah, and so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give them a line, like... as they're moving closer, like a line that obviously they don't have to pass through, but a line that's close enough to them that...
Almost like kind of herding them into a V formation to slot into that single file.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I need to do it only on one side, that's fine. Like I said, I don't know how much... I have 230 feet.
I think it has to be a continuous wall, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, has as much bang for my buck as I can get out of that 230 feet.
Is what I'm trying to get. Give me a wisdom check.
Just straight wisdom, 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're successful in placing the wall for maximum efficiency. Also, give me a will save.
Hard to focus in these contacts. You said will?
Mm-hmm.
That is a 19.
Mm.
20 if it's mind affecting.
You take 15 damage from the stress of battle.
I would like to take my battle Xanax.
Is everybody in the party cool with the kind of plan that hitherto Dorian has set forth for the ships?
Yeah, I feel like it would work.
I think it's as good as any.
As long as the troops
save lives.
Paddle their fucking hardest with the oars.
So then we'll jump back to the scene I mentioned before. The fleet of destroyed ships form a single file out into the waters. The first three or four ships, including the Monochopsis, which is head first, banked hard into this small island, can be salvaged. Then the three ships after it are all still water ready, but the others sinking slowly. Fortunately, due to your actions and clearing the zombies, getting the Monochopsis through, most of your troops have made it ashore.
Yay.
Nearly.
That's why they call me a vizier.
Nearly 1,000 men who now on this island are left wondering what to do next.
Base camp. We need one.
Also, take a popularity poll. See which ones you don't like. They'll be the first ones we eat.
Will you stop that?
Sorry. I mean, good job, everyone.
Yeah, half your rations would be gone from the other. Half your ships are gone.
But also half the men, so it kind of balances out.
No, they made it because of the. Almost all the men made it.
Sounds disappointed, Noob.
Oh.
Well, I wanted to eat more.
A lot of you would have died if I'd had my way earlier.
Yeah. Most of you would be dead now.
And that's a risk I'm willing to take.
He's just upset because of the incentive program we offered for this expedition.
So just to be clear, we're on a smaller island away from the big island.
Mm-hmm.
Monochopsis is good. Three ships can still be sailed. Everything else is trash.
Basically, yes.
The seven ships.
But what time of day is it? We can take them apart, use their wood to make a base camp here at the shore.
Yeah, but then
everyone can have a.
I thought he said we have three that are good to go and three that are still. Like, they're still floating, right?
No, you have the monochopsis and three that are good. So the other six are destroyed.
Okay.
All right. Well, now that we have a moment to breathe, let's try and figure out what the trigger event is for these undead. Because, obviously, our intruding their water space is what caused them to come to life. But they didn't all come to life at once. Otherwise, we would have been dragged under almost immediately. It was just sort of a proximity thing, from what I can tell. Correct?
That seems that way. I think I definitely think we need to set up some. I mean, obviously, I don't think we should build a structure here, but we do need to set up some defenses and things, because yes. I'm sure these are going to float. If those zombies float towards this island and come alive, then we're going to need to have a perimeter.
Well, we may not have lost much in the way of troop strength, but the longer we linger here, troop strength is going to diminish.
That's all I was asking.
How far to the main island from here?
It's hard to tell from your location.
I say we wait out of tide.
Yeah, I could do that.
Well, yeah, we do an exploration, and then we wait out a tide to see if there is a
geography.
Oh, that wasn't great. I rolled a 5, so that gave me a 19 geography.
Okay.
This is basically a barrier island, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
What time of day is it, roughly?
Almost nightfall.
32 for knowledge geography.
The knowledge of the Undead Isles is few and far between. It has not been mapped out well. But your best guesstimate and research before coming here is that if you landed on this area and can make it across the small channel between these small islands and the main island, it shouldn't take you more than 2 or 3 days. That would be a small party going through with the entirety of your forces. The trek's going to take much longer. Probably closer to a week or so.
What are we talking about here? Like, do we need to like drag our boats across the island, or can we just? Are we wading through
Carolina swamp land?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like low waters and a lot of marsh is what I'm worried about.
Hey, Toker, do you still have the map of the whole land of? Like Yharnam, where it's like Yharnam Sands, the Undead Isles and stuff.
I don't think it zoomed in enough for it to be tactically useful, but
I'm just trying to get myself a good picture.
Is there another island that's another smaller island that's closer to us and the like? Basically, like we could hop, you know, get to another island that's closer, kind of leapfrog it. Versus trying to get back out in the open sea.
Right. Who here can fly at will?
Well, I can lots put the spell. Damage. I might be able to.
I only have so many minutes, though.
Well, I have unlimited flight, so I guess I'm the one stuck doing aerial recon.
Unfortunately, all right, on your back.
I'm not as perceptive as your former friend. Probably due to my inability to give a shit about this world, but I'll give it my best. And so I will do a little aerial recon around the island.
Okay. I haven't used Incarnate in almost a year, and it is at 0% loading the map because I can't remember where I saved it. Booyah!
Next time, then.
Are we noticing... Can I do a profession sailor to see if I can notice the tides shifting? If low tide, high tide, any of that information?
It's always full moon.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, nine.
You're saying it will take a week for the army to get to march to the other side of this island?
No. Maybe. No,
to the main island.
I think he's talking
to the main island without the boats.
Yeah, I think he's talking about a hard march through
March through this would be a week if you went with 1,000 people.
1,000 people across a barrier island into the marsh and out the other side.
Yeah, this is like marshland, low tide marshland, fluff mud, all that shit. I got an 11 on my profession sailor.
If I'm to understand, Toker, we're like on Defusky Island or something like, or
something Monkey similar.
Island. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, we're down there in the gray zone, I believe.
Yeah, you're.
Oh wait, we got it. Oh shit, I'm still good for it. Okay, cool.
Oh, so it's not hot. It's pretty chilly here, huh?
Yeah, this map was drawn a long time ago. Things have changed in my mind since then.
So actually, yeah, where are we equatorially?
Do you see the crosshairs?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're in that area, but that is not what it actually looks like.
And okay. Sands is to the left of
Sands
there?
Is over to the left.
So we're about the same.
Okay, so it's
hot and steamy.
Oh Lord, shit. New land.
It's just.
I forgot how to use this program. There it is.
We'll build a land bridge to where we need to be.
Yeah, thanks. Do that for us, Tucker.
No.
And the zombies that are in the water, they're like surrounding the whole island, or they're just, or did we get like through them and they're not pursuing us anymore?
They're not pursuing you. They look like literally like flotsam, like they're just out there drifting, and you happen to hit a
big pack of them. Okay.
A big pack of them.
Between us and the main island, there's still more zombies.
I mean, it's called the Undead Islands.
Well, I mean, they're going to be on land. They're going to be in the sea. They're going to be.
Yeah.
Can we see like a path in the water that we could follow? That's like, we turn left here, we'll avoid them. Kind of.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for like the lowest, like air, like the easiest to traverse at low tide.
Okay. Who did the check to see if it was high or low tide right now?
We're holding 11.
Oh, okay. So you're not entirely sure.
I mean, does it have to be profession sailor? Can it just be like perception?
Knowledge nature?
That sort of thing?
Knowledge nature, maybe?
I have plenty of that.
I mean, you can see, I mean, if it's low tide, you could kind of see where the water line is actually, on the shore.
I mean, I feel like hitherto
should just know because...
tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if I don't just know my knowledge of nature, it turned out to be a 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 31 on knowledge of nature.
Oh, look at me, I'm a rat.
You're all idiots, except for Sonder with her 18. That's the number I was looking for.
Oh, well.
He got 31.
Oh, that's yeah, no. Better. They're just showing off. Yeah, no, it's currently low tide.
Well, then I will definitely do as quick a recon as I can before it gets too dark.
Okay. You fly up as the sun, it's dark kind of already just from the overcast and the clouds, but you can still kind of see. As you fly up, you're greeted with an unholy sight. The island you're on is fairly rocky, dead trees, and then it goes into bramble marshland. Like a picture our South Carolina swamplands, but just full of dead
thorns. I've been to Beaufort.
Yeah, that place. It's Beaufort, South Carolina.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Douchebag Marines everywhere.
Yeah, old people. Place.
Give me a perception while you're up there.
Oh, boy. All right. I think I was 16.
Off in the distance, you can see small herds of things. Kind of going in and out of the trees. One tree you see in particular uproots itself. Its roots turning into like spider-like legs, and it scuttles. When I say a tree, a massive, huge, nearly gargantuan tree that looked just like a dead tree uproots itself. And
so like a live oak-sized thing?
Yeah, it scuttles like a spider a few hundred yards and then plants itself back into the ground.
What's a big stick bug?
All right.
Off in the distance, you can see the outline of the temple I described, or the tower I described in the last game, where it looks like a long skeletal finger with a disc atop it like a T. And just as the, like the letter T.
Yeah, I get you.
Okay.
Not like iced tea.
Yeah.
That's a mister.
Like the other two laughs because it looks like a carnival man spinning a plate.
A little. Like a freeze frame of that.
Yeah.
But at the top, a green pulsing light emanates every so often before you go down. And you can almost faintly hear the bodies falling from the top of that tower as they hit the bottom. Mm. You can't actually hear them, but you feel like you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
I've already established my character as a fourth wall breaker. I watched the cutscene. It's fine.
Parents did that joke when I was telling that the first time, Frakes, and I didn't like it then, and I hate it more now that you've done it.
I'm good at that.
That stupid song was in every fucking movie.
Yes.
I just like the idea of all these bodies just smacking the ground and like, did that one make it? All right, we'll try again.
All right, well, then cut my joke out, and then let's insert It's Raining Men.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is indeed raining.
But that people. Loud clap where it says men, just add a body thudding on. It's raining men. Thud. Yeah, no? All right.
It's the same song, just from different perspectives.
You have to browse the internet in some very dark places to get the proper sound effect for that one.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So are we setting up a camp here since it is almost nightfall and then moving out in the daylight, or are we pressing on now?
I communicate what I've seen to them with the ring. I'm like, it would be ill-advised to travel at night. We'd have more broken legs than progress. And I fly back to the ship landing site, telling them to make camp.
Would it be possible to get everyone on the Monachopsis? Or is that just like unrealistic due to size?
That is unrealistic.
Okay, cool. Just double check.
I assume the Monachopsis was the smallest of the vessels, honestly.
Mm.
We'll just stack them up like cordwood.
Yeah. Everybody lay flat. Tuck in your toes.
Does anybody have
shield
a wand?
On your belly. Everybody lay on your bed. Partner's shield.
They may have a wand or shrink person.
At least 500 charges.
I will assist the soldiers in setting up picket lines and defenses.
This is no time for collective bargaining. What the fuck are you doing?
The best that we can. Not union picket lines. Picket lines.
All right.
Militaristic picket lines.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You find Belfrost, kind of the old halfling, the first mate, kind of taking charge in this regard, since Amun has it as their king, given any orders at all whatsoever.
I was letting people talk. You want to?
He's a puppet. He's a puppet monarch.
Yeah, again, he wanted it. He never knew he'd be good at it. No one ever said that.
Hey, he's not a puppet monarch. He is a person who considers the advice of more intelligent people and then lets those people make decisions for him.
Pull the strings.
Well, I might actually probably would be helping out instead of actually giving orders, just like doing what fucking Flatross was saying.
Okay. Yeah, so everybody, I guess, kind of gets to work while Dorian's scouting, and he gives you the 1-2 and just kind of helping set up a kind of home base, something that you protect in case the horrors come back again, and try to make your first night here on the Undead Isles before venturing forth.
The siege of the Undead Isles.
Dorian's last stop before getting back to camp is actually at one of the sinking ships and rescuing a barrel of grog.
Okay.
All hurt himself, though.
Well, yeah, duh.
What an asshole.
Was there anything else the party wanted to do in preparation for setting up camp or...
Maybe molt like watches of several people.
Yeah,
everybody goes to sleep at once.
Yeah, at the same
time. Get the wizards together to set up alarm wards and things like that, just out from our perimeter. You know, I don't know how many wizards we have, but you know, there should be enough of us to be able to cast those. It's a pretty low level spell, so we could set those areas up.
Okay. It's you. You are our wizard.
I'm sure there are wizards in the military.
We have a wizard army. It's a wizard army. There's so many fireballs.
There's at least one more. Elrissa, the water wizard from the boat.
Hmm.
Should be enough of us.
I'm looking for Company F. Did we bring them along? The military floozies that I specifically commissioned?
No, they were actually on the sixth ship.
God.
They were here. They were here.
We can't get the reference. Was I supposed to?
No. Okay.
The camp followers, they had to swim.
No, they have ranks.
Well, then you set to settle down for your first night here on the Undead Isles. You've survived, luckily, without a lot of human loss. You have lost most of, a little over half of your fleet. But you're alive, and you're here, and your quest to hunt down the hidden source of Ratatava's power that he left here guarded on the Undead Isles will continue next time.
It's probably that big old tower.
I hope so, because I'd be very mad if the DM left like a red herring that large.
It was actually buried 2 miles over in the Big X.
Yeah, it's just in an outhouse on the top of a mountain, like 80 miles away.
You only got a 16 on that perception check. You've missed so many things.
Oh, well.
You're actually parked on top of the quest item right now, but nobody knows.
The MacGuffin is under your feet.
Typical.
The McMuffin is under my feet?
I don't care what you do on your weekends.
What?
You said the McMuffin.
The Muffin Man can. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Night, everybody.